Welcome to Waypoint, a podcast for people who like dragons. I'm Jules, I'm the Game Master.
Hi, I'm Sonja. My name's my pronouns are she, they, and I am playing Charlotte, and she has her pronouns. And I think this episode is for everyone, because who does not like dragons?
That's true.
Hi, I'm Viola. I'm using she, her pronouns, and I'm playing Moon using she, her, or they, them pronouns. And I fucking love dragons. So this episode is for me, like, over 100%.
Hi, I'm Mimi. They, them. I play Max, who goes by he, him, and situationally she, her, I suppose. And speaking of dragons, I actually just interrupted a video on the history of Neopets controversies to record this podcast.
Oh, I love that video. Oh, I think we're talking about the same one.
Yeah, I'm like a big sacrifice that I showed up and just like left it in the middle.
We appreciate the service
thank you.
Thank you. Man. Also, I have an unpainted, like an annoyingly unpainted dragon standing next to me that's been taunting me for about half a year now. But it's just so much work.
So big.
Nice that I finally found a topic where the entire cast is allowed to be here. It's so rare.
I didn't say whether I like dragons or not. I made no comment.
That's true. Right, you're a dinosaur person.
Well, I mean, I'm also asexual, so I have to like dragons, right?
Yeah. You do. That's the law.
I'm not familiar with that rule, but for sure, yeah. Everyone likes dragons.
I mean, honestly, if someone doesn't like dragons, that's a big red flag.
That's a red dragon-sized red flag.
Yeah. Yes.
No, they're like mascots for the asexual community.
Okay.
It's dragons and cakes.
I thought it was Ace from One Piece, because he is Ace.
I mean, sure.
I saw that before, at least. So, the last episode, the Renegades united again in the very end. And yeah.
I enjoyed it.
They learned that their actions have consequences.
Nah.
Quote semi-classic Sonic fan. And this time, I think I'm going to ask you where we re-enter the plot. Because, like, you definitely have a lot to talk about in regards to what happened and what your approach is from now on. And I would just like to ask you, like, when do you do that? Do you do that on your trip with ship, which is probably pretty short, but you can, you know, you can take as much time as you want to. Or do you do that when you get back to base? What's the setting here?
I feel like for any deep conversation, we maybe should have a night to sleep on everything.
Yeah. I think
that's fair.
I mean mostly me.
Yeah. I think Moon like would shoot a thought at Charlotte. Do you think you can get some hot dogs for us? Meg seems like he's been through a lot, and I think he could use some like a little food and rest before we get into the details of what the fuck just happened.
Yeah, let's give him some time. I think after something like that, you need some rest, and we can talk tomorrow. I can prepare some snacks.
Maybe we'll open a fresh packet of. Did you know that they call them crisps over in London?
Oh God!
And like chips are something entirely different there.
Okay, what are chips there?
Chips are like French fries.
Oh,
they call them chips, okay. And what we call chips, they call fries. Not fries, they call them crisps, because they're crispy, I think.
Charlotte canonically has no knowledge about Great Britain.
Yes, yes.
Knows absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Can I just add chips in Britain are just fucking amazing. I miss them so much.
I mean, the Netherlands have some
salt
pretty
and vinegar
amazing
on them,
chips.
They lose me.
Yeah, that's like, so good.
Oh, salt and vinegar is disgusting.
Oh,
vinegar.
No, it's so good. Oh, it's my favorite. We should go there at some point and introduce Charlotte to fish and chips with vinegar.
Growing up too sheltered, away from the evil Britons.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is only magic users know about Britain.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm breaking the magic law just by telling you that Britain exists.
Yeah. Like, if you never had to go to a magic summit or learn from a druid or something, why the fuck would you even be there?
Yeah.
Ever since Brexit, it's been in another dimension, and only wizards can reach it. So,
you know, that's what they meant when they said they were going to leave the EU. We were going to go into our own separate dimension.
EU meaning the expanded universe.
Yeah.
And then they were gone. Okay. What was the topic before we talked about crisps?
So you're going to get some hot dogs. And then we're going to give Max some food and Rex and then let the two of them sleep and meet up tomorrow for like team meeting.
We want to give Max some rest. I think that's the most important part.
Seems fair, yes.
I assume Max and Rex also just generally reek.
Yeah.
From a lot of trekking through the underbrush without really a chance to stop anywhere.
It's very tight in ship, but we still try to get some distance between us.
Wait, let me open a window. you get back down to the ground. You basically open the roof of the Renegades headquarters and you land there as you've done many times before. When you look inside through like ship's cams, you see that like in the bottom of the like main warehouse part of the headquarters, there's like a few things that were set up while most of you were gone. Like there's a small little TV area with some chairs where Ryan and Will spent some time with like a TV they brought in. You see actually that Will is there when you show up. Probably like house sitting or something, watching fucking Buffy or something and immediately turning it off as soon as you enter so you don't see it.
He's probably like watching it like, that's so inaccurate. Oh my God, the pronunciation is atrocious.
No, it's totally a guilty pleasure. Like he loves it, but he can't admit it.
He's totally a Giles stan. He loves
Giles. Oh, for sure. For sure. You get back down on the ground and you get the chance to just wash off all the pain of yesterday. You get a shower, you get to go to sleep whenever you want and wake up whenever you want. A moment of solace.
Do I see Enoch anywhere?
Good question.
You know, in my head canon, Enoch is just waiting behind the door in his Kiss the Chef apron and with fresh cookies and just waiting for us to touch down.
No, I'd say Enoch isn't there when you return.
Okay.
Meh.
But he also just isn't always in-house.
That's fair.
How dare you have a mysterious personal life? I don't like it.
you always just interject on that when you need to, I don't know, kidnap him from his friend's graveyard or something.
I just want to say, no matter when Rex and Max wake up, I will have prepared an amazing breakfast for the moment
you learn they wake up, you just super speed prepare it.
Yes, exactly.
So it's fresh.
Yeah.
Mm. The kitchen looks like a fucking catastrophe afterwards, but
yes, it's gonna be an amazing breakfast. You're gonna love it. Like eggs, bacon, some pancakes.
No.
Baked beans, because Charlotte doesn't know about Britain, but she knows baked beans.
you bring it to Max's bed. It's very nice.
Moon and Charlotte are like standing with like trays of breakfast outside of Max's room and are like mentally debating who has to knock and who has to check if Max is awake yet. And because Moon cannot keep it mentally quiet, Max will probably just hear all of it.
Yeah, and open the door.
Rex opens it, lets you in, and immediately takes like one of the plates for himself, the plate with the bacon. It is Rex's plate now.
Good for him.
Goes to the corner of the room and starts munching. Oh, that's great. That's the crisp on this. Mmm.
I can't believe you can eat that.
I never thought I would get sick of cookies, but if you have to eat them for every meal at some point, they're just not good anymore.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I understand. That probably sucks, but you're home now and we have good food here.
I haven't had meat in 2 weeks. I don't think people can live that long without meat.
Rex, it's so, you do know that was a living, breathing, feeling animal, right?
Yeah.
And you eat it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's delicious.
Ugh.
I get it, right? Like, there's a lot of, like, vegetarians and vegans, and I'm like, sure, yeah, man. Feeling bad about it, too. But, like, this stuff's good.
I'll take your word
for it.
And
surprise, it's vegan bacon.
And it's so good.
And no one's gonna tell him.
This is so good. Much better than what I imagined vegan bacon to taste like that I've never tasted before.
Moon sort of walks over to Max and like, what would you like? Charlotte made like a whole thing. Like there's some eggs and bacon and pancakes, which I don't know why they're called cakes because they have nothing to do with cakes. But I guess, I mean, they are pretty delicious. So you want some?
I don't think I can stomach anything sweet right now, but I'd take some eggs and toast maybe.
Sure. And Moon very clumsily starts buttering you a toast.
So Max and Rex, how are you doing?
I think Rex looks over at Max, almost like waiting for him to say something first.
Fine.
Yeah, fine. We're fine.
You do okay. Remember that I'm telepathic, right?
It's also fine if you're not fine.
Yeah, like...
I'm fine. I escaped. That's great.
I've been much worse, so I'm fine.
On a scale from, like, terrible to absolutely great, you're fine, like, in the middle somewhere.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
What would Moon see in Max's mind in that context?
I feel like short images of what happened in Dreamland, but never long enough that Moon would be able to make sense of anything, because Max tries to think of anything else.
You fought a shark person? Cool.
A shark person?
Shark person.
Hey, I don't want to speak for Max or anything, but like, I know that you like read minds and all of that stuff, but maybe you don't know, ask first with Max about like what happened and all that.
I'm sorry, I'm trying not to pry, but I literally cannot help it. If Max, if you want to have like, if you want to eat in peace and don't be bothered by me, I'll I don't know, fix the heating on ship, like, and you can come out when you think you're ready.
No, we need to talk about this anyway, so,
But it's okay if you don't want to talk about it right now, like, we can do it in half an hour, you can eat something.
No, it's alright, just, Rex, could you leave us alone for a bit?
I was there for, like, most of it. Do we have to banish me?
Please.
Alright. Rex takes his plate of bacon, puts some eggs on it, and leaves the room. Closing the door behind him.
Okay, Max, take your time. You can tell us in your own time. Don't feel pressured. Just do what you're comfortable with. I know it's a bit difficult with Moon, but
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm
It's not your fault. Your fault. It's fine.
So I killed Dark Dreamer.
Okay.
That happened. That is probably the most important thing that happened.
Would I see what happened to him, or just like an image of his face?
You probably do see that, yeah.
Oh.
You see that it wasn't in self-defense.
You do feel like a strong sense of shock and a bit of disappointment, and then just resolute...
Actually, I'm gonna say, like, since you kind of, like, relive that through seeing it in Max's mind, I'd like you to take a powerful blow, Moon.
Fair enough. I get so many advantages from just saying, hey, I want to read this person's mind. It's fair just that when my closest friend commits murder, that makes me take a powerful blow.
Charlotte, you take a powerful blow because Moon says Max is their closest friend.
So that's an 8 and a 7 to 9. I think, man.
I can see all of those specifically how they could work in this situation.
Yeah.
Especially the first and the third one.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out. I like the first one most, to be honest, because it's going to be drama. But I just want to see how Moon would actually react to that.
You fucking what, mate?
You what? But I think it would actually be less a provoke a teammate to foolhardy action and more a take advantage of your influence to inflict a condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
That's fair.
And I recently read up on it, and that means that when I take advantage of my influence, that means I surrender my influence. So, yeah. That would mean that I have no longer, I don't have influence over Max anymore. And I think what happens is that I assume that like by now we have settled down on like chairs and beds and stuff. And
yeah, I mean Max is probably still in bed. There's chairs definitely in the room.
Yeah. So I think Moon would just jump to their feet and take a step back, and you get this sense of shock and disappointment and grief and almost like a sense of betrayal. And Moon thinks that you killed someone. And it wasn't an accident. You killed someone. You thought this person needs to die and you boiled him alive. How can you do something like that? And I would like Max to take to use my influence to give Max the guilty condition.
Guilty? Never would have expected.
I'm gonna take insecure because that does make me like question my past decisions. You can ask about the guilty aspect because I'm gonna tell you now Max does not feel guilty.
Yeah, sure. We are superheroes. We defend people. We don't kill people just because they're in our way. And he was helpless. He was just lying there. Max, how could you?
Moon, take a second. If you know, sometimes things are not so black and white.
Killing someone is never right. It isn't black and white. Killing someone is black. That's killing a defenseless person in cold blood, slowly and methodically, is not right.
I highly doubt that Doug Dreamer was a defenseless person. I'm sorry, Max. I don't know that much what's going on in Dreamland, but the stuff I read wasn't great. I know it's Moon, I know killing is wrong, but let's just listen to Max for his reasoning. Is that okay, Max?
I mean, for one, it wasn't because he got in my way. It was because Dreamland is a fucking hellscape that makes people suffer, and under him, it never would have changed. It might not change now, but I feel like at least there's a chance of it.
You could have taken his head and put it, like, I don't know, on a submarine somewhere, or I don't know.
His people were literally right on the doorstep.
Then, I don't know, you have superpowers. Like, take him hostage or something, but you can't just kill people.
Well, if you think that I just killed someone, then you don't know me at all, I suppose.
Tell me how knowing you, and I do know you, Max. I understand that this has been a very difficult time for you. I understand that there may have happened some things that did not impact your mental health in a very good way, but you can't just kill people. Not if you want to be a superhero.
Moon, maybe you should take a step back. We can talk about it more. Do you know what a dictator is?
I'm just going to say real quick, something we can do mechanically for this is Max could also take advantage of his influence over Moon.
Yeah.
To either tell Moon how the world works, basically, which Charlotte could also do here and shift labels or have it rejected.
I think I might do that as Charlotte says that. Basically, project the last moments of Doug Dreamer with his utter lack of remorse or understanding, and how he tried to bribe Max until the very end, thinking that was how the world worked.
And you want to shift my labels.
Which you can reject or attempt to reject.
I think in this moment, I would like to reject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, then roll.
Okay.
Just unmodified 2d6.
That's a 6.
Okay, so you failed.
I wonder if I use team selfishly to improve that? I don't think so.
You can. I mean, selfish, I think that is can be considered a selfish use of it. Yeah, okay. So you have to shift. Okay, so wait, then you can't even do that. There's no role in, there's no stats involved in this role. Because it's not accompanied by a stat, you can use team selfishly to improve.
Oh, okay, so I can't use team selfishly to
on this specific role, yeah.
Oh, okay, then it was just
because it doesn't
6.
Work with any stat, yeah.
I rolled a 6, so on a miss, the words, they are words, hit you hard. Mark a condition and the GM will adjust your labels. I will mark angry. So I think what this looks like is that Moon sees this played out and feels, not only sees what Dark Dreamer is doing, but also feels Max's emotion at the moment and just takes a few steps back, leans against the wall, and for the first time, Moon says nothing. You get the feeling of, you still feel the emotion, like the turmoil and the feeling of betrayal, but it's much more muted and you just get the flickering of thoughts and like the sounds of teachers who talk about history and dictators and other cultures, and you can really see Moon struggling to reconcile what Max has done with what they know about the world.
I think you would lower your superior and increase your freak, because this shows you how different from humanity you actually are in a way, which increases your freak, and lower your superior because you realize that like your appeals to what the right path is are falling on deaf ears here.
Yeah. Yikes.
Okay, let's just all take a breather. Moon, I know this is very difficult for you to understand, because you probably don't have dictators in your world, which is cool, but we sadly have, and there are very, very bad people like Dark Dreamer who, well, they are responsible for many, many deaths and destroyed lives and just a lot of tragedy and sadness. And I think what we need to do here now is be understanding of what Max has done. I turn to Max. Max, I know this is probably very, very difficult for you, and I don't know what to say, but I understand what you did, and I understand that this is probably really, really hard to work through. I'm here for you if you want to talk. I'm not a therapist. I guess it's just something very difficult to like even understand. But I think you make the right choice. The only choice that you could take. So yeah, I mean, I wasn't there, but I understand. That's all I want to say.
I think you might be comforting me.
Yes.
That is one thing. And also, on the other hand, I think this is kind of textbook for your share of vulnerability or weakness move. Because this is a vulnerability of sorts, and asking them if they will tell anyone the truth about you seems fairly relevant.
Yes.
But also, yeah, definitely roll a comfort or support there.
Yeah. With what do I roll that?
Mundane.
Plus mundane. That stat
that's,
you have a plus
that's
3
great.
In now. Yeah.
That's a 7 plus 3 is 10.
Nice. All right. That is a full success. On a 10 plus, you do the thing that they do. They hear you. They mark potential key or conditional shift labels if they open up to you. And on a 10+, you can also add a team to the pool or clear one of your conditions.
I do not have conditions right now, so...
Nice. Now we have two team in the pool.
I think that would clear my insecure again, knowing that, you know, someone backs me on the team.
That's fair, yeah. If you open up, of course.
Yes, I think that makes sense. And I can combine that with the team move.
Mm.
It was not an easy decision in that moment, but I think it was the only one that I could have made. With just everything, the entire situation, the entire history, it was the only thing that made sense. And I don't feel guilty that I did it. It kind of freaks me out that I don't feel guilty. But just thinking about the harm that Dark Dreamer has inflicted on the world, and how there was nothing that could have convinced him to change his ways, not even death. The world is better without him, and I can't really get myself to feel bad about that.
I get that. I mean, he sounds like a really, really terrible person. And you can't change someone like that. And maybe you gave Dreamland a new chance. Hopefully.
I mean, structures don't change that easily, but maybe it's just a crack, you know?
Yeah, we'll see how things work out, because the media reports that Dark Dreamer is still alive, which I guess we now know is a lie. I don't know what else they're lying about, but I think at some point the truth will come out.
Yes, but you cannot tell anyone about this.
Of course, of course. If you want to tell anyone else, that's your choice.
It's not about me. It's about you, and it's about Rex, and it's about everyone involved. If people find out that I blabbed, that I talked about this, others are gonna die. So I really need you to not say anything.
Okay, of course.
I'm trusting you with this because you're my team. I'm telling you more than I told Rex.
Mimi would, at that point, would Moon see a picture of the man in black that abducted you afterwards?
Probably. I don't think that Max is in the headspace to hide anything right now.
Just real quick before we continue this conversation, that was a very clear, yes, we will keep your secret.
Yes.
So, clear condition or mark potential?
I'm not gonna clear afraid, because I think that's still a danger. Like, this being afraid how other people will react, or how Moon reacted, and what is the future of that is still there.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just gonna mark potential.
Nice.
So I think when Moon sees the picture of the people in black that you had a run-in with, they would perk up and ask you, who are those people? I've met them too. When did you meet them?
What people are we talking about?
These ones. And Moon sends you a picture of their view of the interrogation cell that they were in the very, very first episode that some people may have skipped because it was called episode 0. But
they haven't. Trust me. I have the numbers.
All right. Awesome.
So a lot of them have not continued from there, but they haven't skipped it.
There's actually a lot of people who went back to it anyway because of the sorta kind of flashback we had in Max's Hellscape.
Yeah, episode 0 is actually about twice as high in listener count from any other episode we have.
Awesome.
You can still
re-listen
to it, absolutely.
So all of you will definitely remember that the shadowy government organization that picked up Moon and told them about, hey, these are the rules on Earth, here, go to Waypoint. Those seem very similar to, or might in fact be the same people that Max has met, and Moon sends both Max and Charlotte the memory of the interrogation scene. Who are these people? I thought they were just like military people, but that doesn't sound like government that I'm at least. Is that normally how your government works?
They did, in that scene they had with Moon, claim to be working for the US military. They also had a telepath with them who blocked you off from very deeply going into their thoughts.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be some, like, secret government agency that the public doesn't know about. Wouldn't really surprise me.
They picked me up, and by that I mean kidnapped me pretty easily while we were on the run, which is something that Dreamland could not do, which admittedly they're in a state of chaos right now, but still, they had such an easy time finding me.
Oh, okay. Do you have a tracker on you or something?
I don't think so.
Should Moon check for that?
Question, is Max still wearing, like, the Dreamland-made ecstatic costume?
No.
Yeah. I would assume you probably switched into less conspicuous clothes at some point. Okay, so on those fresh clothes, you can't find a tracker, at least.
All right.
Okay.
I think Moon would have just, like, told the ship drone to come over and do a quick scan.
Yeah, I mean, the drone can do that. Do you have a move for that?
I mean, I think it would be...
What does the pet move do? It just helps.
It just
stuff,
gives me a boost, basically. But it would be unleash my powers because I'm extending my senses.
So that's probably the most likely to be an unleash your powers.
Yeah, and I do get a +1 because of the little of I still call it a little ship in my head because of the drone.
Mm. Yeah, the drone's coming in.
That's another 7 plus. Oh, at least it is 7 now. It stays a 7 because I was so angry that my... thank you, Jules, for shifting up my freak again.
Not gladly.
So, mark a condition or the GM will tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
You have the choice of if mark a condition or the GM will tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
You know, I think I will mark insecure because right now I think Moon is very, very unsure how to act around Max. Because they did, like, shout at them and is still, like, feeling all kinds of emotions about it. But Max is still their friend and they don't want, like, Max to get kidnapped again. And so right now Moon is just, like, super unsure about what they're feeling and what they're going to do about it.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. You mark a condition and you do a, like, full body scan for tech on Max. What would you find? You'd probably actually find a tracker somewhere, but you'd also find that it's burned out. There's probably like I can't imagine that they send Max on stage at the very beginning of Dream Squad without putting a tracker somewhere in his body. But from all like the wild electricity usage and explosions and all the shit that happened, it probably broke. And otherwise, I don't know, Max, do you have any tech in you that would be found here?
I don't think so.
Do you have like a metal bones or whatever? I don't think
not
so.
Not that I know of.
Nobody weapon X'd you off screen?
I don't know what these military people did to me, but...
At least you don't find anything. Unless they have technology that's further advanced than your alien tech, you do not find anything.
I mean... Looks like you're clear. There's nothing on you to track or like surveillance equipment or anything. There was something, but I think your powers might have, you know, zapped it to hell and back and then back to hell. I don't know. How does the saying go? It's broken anyway.
Yeah, that happens with devices around me a lot.
Yeah, so you're good. Edmund sort of takes a step back again and folds their arms and unfolds their arms and then just like sits down in a chair again, and you get this real sense of like insecurity and still bubbling below that a lot of emotions that are hard to decipher.
There's something else too.
What else?
Are you in a good headspace right now to receive bad information?
Are you in the right headspace to receive information that will hurt you?
I mean... shoot.
You had a nice cabin vacation.
I'm gonna be okay.
So I think that Doug Dreamer was doing experiments with Starbolt's corpse.
What?
It's... Listen,
hey, Charlotte, take a powerful blow.
That's well.
Yeah. Oh. That's a 3.
Nice.
Oh. Big success.
To be fair, you did know about experiments because of black hole already.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, like, I can imagine that this is a situation where Max is like, okay, so here's some horrible truth. So, apparently, black hole was experimented on by a dreamland and someone. Yeah, I know. I know. I heard. Yeah, so you get to mark potential. How do you weather that blow?
I think I'm gonna compartmentalize. And I'm just like, okay, this is a big thing, but I need to be here for my friends now, so I'm gonna deal with it later. I open a tiny box, put it in, and then close it very tightly with several locks.
I mean, it must have been going on for a long time. It's apparently black hole was changed by him, and there's also this other person with similar powers called Astro Girl.
Astro Girl?
Yes, I think she might be a clone of black hole, but it's
I've heard that name before.
You've heard Cosmo Girl.
I heard Cosmo Girl. Oh, right.
Yeah, Cosmo Girl is not identical in name, basically the same thing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there are lots of deep lore reasons for why they have different names. Mainly that I misremembered the name I gave one of them. they didn't want people to catch on that it's the same person.
It's not the same person. It's a clone.
Yeah, exactly.
With her own personality and experiences.
Yeah, and they didn't want to know that it's the same person as that Cosmo Girl from the past, so they gave them a completely different name that you couldn't intuit from the other.
Well, I actually know a little bit about that. I met Black Hole, and we talked.
Why were you in prison, Charlotte? Did you murder someone?
Well, this is a whole nother thing, I think. I'm going to tell you about it later. I think we should focus on Max right now. It's a very important thing to tell you, but it's just I don't think we can deal with it right now. So I'm going to tell you about it in, I don't know, tomorrow or something. But yes, I met Black Hole. She showed me how she got her powers, and she was experimented on. She started convulsing and started to vibrate, and I think it was supposed to be Star Wars powers, but it didn't work out. So basically she's also a victim of being experimented on, but yeah, it's just, oh god, it's just so much. Do you know what happened to Star Wars' body now?
So
can we like bring him back? And
I really wanted to, but there was just no way I was getting him out of Dreamland. Rex and I barely got out as is, so I burned his body.
I
burned it because I didn't want him to get into the hands of Dreamland and some other evil guy again.
Okay. Thank you, Max. That means a lot. I just want him to be, like, safe from all of those people. You know, just... I mean, we can't bury him, but at least, you know, his body will not be defiled now. So, thank you.
Charlotte, his head was missing. I don't know what happened to it. It was nowhere I could see in there. I don't know where it could be. I guess the body could have been someone else entirely too, but Dreamer was experimenting with it, so I guess it probably was.
Okay. Oh god. Why are they doing this? Can't they just leave him alone? He's been through enough.
Charlotte, can I ask you something?
Yeah?
How did you get your powers? In the past you said Starbolt gave them to you, but if you could do that all along, why didn't you do it with Black Hole back then?
Well,
I think we never fully established
how exactly
the process worked. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got a lot of information about it now. We know that Dreamer somehow gay-starballed that ability to create a legacy for himself, probably through some sort of technology. But I also don't know how exactly it happened. So what do you think?
I mean, maybe. We established in the last episode that I was in hospital a lot.
Mm.
Maybe I just woke up after one surgery and I had those abilities.
That works. Like, you don't even know it. But did he tell you in advance that he was going to give you his abilities? Or did he just show up at your home for the first time after you figured out that you have them?
No, that was pretty clear in my head. He would just show up and say, hey, you have those abilities. Let's practice. Mm.
Okay, so he kind of he gave them to you, like, without even telling you, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
You just had them now.
Yes.
And he told you later that he gave them to you.
Mm.
But the exact process... Like, you were very much thrown into the cold water there.
Bit shady. Yes. A bit shady.
Yeah.
Bit shady.
So,
if Charlotte had a purpose, she's not going to question it.
Yeah, you know, who even needs consent for medical procedures, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's just
not
such
superpowered
a
people. That's so much cooler. Yeah.
So, he used, some kind of tech with Dreamer to give you those abilities, and he gave them to other people, too, and... His head is still missing. Maybe that was part of his plan. Like, we
I don't know.
We still don't know what exactly he wanted from you and your peers, but he must have planned something.
I mean, I don't know exactly how I got my powers. So I just, you know, I came home from a surgery and then there he was, and you know, he waited a bit for me to recover and talked to me a lot about those powers and responsibility and all that. You know how Starbolt was. It was just very important to him that I also, you know, not just learn the powers, but also be responsible and do the best that I can. And I don't... Oh God, I just hate that image in my head that someone is experimenting on his body and on his head, and how sick can people be?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really know how he died. I all the articles I found were very vague, but maybe, I mean, Max, you said Dreamer made a deal with Starbolt, right?
I did not say that, but I probably thought it.
Yeah, exactly. I might have thought that.
That's why I said right, for you to step in.
Yeah, I think at this point I'm probably just, you know, giving you the information that I know. Like, there's no point in holding anything back there.
So, hold on. Do you think Duck Dreamer could have killed Starbolt to get his body and... save his own life?
I mean, that is clearly not, you know, something that would be out of the scope of possibility.
Oh, that makes me sick.
I'm going to be honest, I was much more worried about the fact that if, you know, the corpse and Astro Girl had not worked out and Dreamer kept going, he would go for Charlotte and maybe Dean.
And the others.
Do you think I should tell him?
I mean, listen, Dreamer is dead now, so I think you're good for now.
Okay. I really don't want to have that conversation.
His desire for immortality was, after all, what drove all of this.
That's true. Why is it always the really bad dictator people who want to be immortal?
I would also just throw into the room real quick. Charlotte, do you think you ever thought about, hey, these powers, can they make me immortal? Like, do you think there was even a consideration for you?
No. not at all. I think Charlotte is so focused on being a superhero that there's no other thought about the future. It's just the goal of being a superhero.
Yeah, because I think, like, maybe only in that context you really get to the point where you think, like, right, Starbolt, like, barely aged over his entire career. Like, he still looked fairly young when I first met him. Is this going to happen to me?
I mean, I should maybe find out more about my powers. Moon, I think I will need your help for that.
Right.
Like, what does it actually do with my body? To be honest, I've never thought about it.
So
they were just, you know, superpowers, and that was awesome.
Guys, I think we might need to take a little break. We've been talking about killing people and conspiracies and experiments on people who didn't know they were gonna be experimented on, and Moon clearly thinks about Charlotte at this point. And one of us being immortal, possibly, and another one sort of killing your mentor figure. And I was just in London learning a bit of magic, and then a ghost attacked me. Like, what is happening to us? Like, a few weeks ago, we were just, you know, chasing car thieves and fighting in alleyways, and now this is all happening. This is a bit much.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yes, well, the world is complicated and full of bad people, and not at all black and white, you know?
Yeah.
Moon, like, shoots you the mental equivalent of, like, a dirty side glance. Like, not now.
I think just as you're thinking about the fact that, you know, everything is just a bit too much, you hear the door of your headquarters ring.
I shoot a thought at drone to send me a telepathic image of our camera over the door.
Yeah, you see that there's a guy that you haven't met yet in a suit standing in front of the door.
Suit as in...
Like, looking at his
phone. I know this is the only genre of game where...
Not super suit. Okay. Not super suit.
Oh, yeah.
three-piece. That kind of suit. It looks like... It's like brown and beige. Looks somewhat boring. Older man. You'd assume like in his 50s. His hair is slightly graying.
Charlotte would just say, I'm gonna try to get rid of him. And like speed run to the door and open it. Hi, how can I help you?
Oh, I thought that I saw people coming in with that spaceship up there last night. You're the Renegades, right?
Yeah.
My name is Hank Ehring. I'm the CEO of Waypoint Applied Manufacturing and the representative of Riverside on the Corporate Council. You had this whole charity event you wanted to do? I signed off on it.
Yeah. Well, this is it's really not a good time right now.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything major.
We're in some
debrief
problem solving mode right now.
Oh, I see. I don't want to bother you too much, but it is coming up in a week, so there's a lot of preparations to be made.
Yes, of course.
You haven't really talked anything through with us yet. You weren't even in the city, from what I could tell.
We were very busy, yes. What kind of information do you need from us?
Well, just what do you plan to do? What's your approach? See, if I'm interrupting anything, I can leave again. It's just, you know, I have some angles of my own that I think could help this district as someone who's been the representative for a good 25 years now, so...
That's great, and we really appreciate it, but if we could maybe talk tomorrow, would that work for you?
Listen, if it's that important, if you really can't right now, I can come by again tomorrow. It's just, you know, time is running away from us.
Yes, I totally understand, but tomorrow would be really great.
All right. He steps back out and says, I am sorry for interrupting.
That's fine.
Tomorrow.
Didn't know. That's fine. Thank you for rescheduling.
He nods, turns around, and leaves.
I run back to Moon and Max. Okay, I got rid of him, but we probably have to deal with him quite soon. That man was here because of the charity event we wanted to make.
Huh?
And I told him tomorrow. I hope that's okay. Max, if you want to step back a little bit and recover, that's totally fine. I think Moon and I can handle it as well.
You can feel a severe doubt that the two of you can handle it. I think doing some normal work would probably be good for me.
Okay, then I guess we can manage all that tomorrow. Charlotte is like thinking in the back of her head, when do I tell them about the slavery thing?
Seems like a bad time.
There's a lot going on right now.
Max says, so I think
at the back of her head, Moon doesn't see it.
Maybe we should get some feedback from the community there. We should do a social media post, get the people to, I don't know, send us some messages, suggestions.
Right.
Yeah, should we ask Rex for, you're not doing that? I think.
Yes.
No, he's very good at that.
Yes.
Rex is going to be happy to not be left out of this. Okay, yeah, you can definitely call Rex for this, but before Rex can show up, Enoch runs into the room and screams at you, oh no, I'm pregnant.
What?
No, that doesn't actually happen. I just didn't have a good twist for the end of this episode. I'd say we end it around here. This seems like a good point to end. We can't always have a big twist, all right? Especially not at the start. Sometimes
yeah, that's
things
true.
Are slow.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the moment that Charlotte tells about, like, her whole adventure is enough of a cliffhanger. That hasn't happened
yeah.
yet.
I once again prove myself to be the fool by thinking, okay, man, do we have enough for this episode? I mean, you're going to talk about what happened probably for, like, 10 minutes, and then, like, what's the rest of it going to be?
Never change, please.
Hey, the thing is, sometimes that is the case. You have to be prepared for everything. But hey, you handled the conversation with Mr. Erring a lot faster than I thought, so it all balances out.
You just have to be really bold and rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works. I mean, you know, what's this guy's deal? I mean, we don't even care about the community event that much. We wanted to do it for a couple arcs, but sure. You know?
That was like before we were famous and had all of these like super big secrets and theories and conspiracies and crimes, and now we're just gonna clean up some trash. Like,
yeah, you're too good for Riverside at this point, honestly. Fuck those people.
I know magic now.
And you can probably clean up so much faster with that. Either way, I would say this is not gonna be a long episode, but you know what? They don't all have to be 2 hours.
No.
Let's call it quits here. Does anyone have anything they want to plug?
I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go first. Mine is.
No, you can.
No,
you can
mine
go first.
Is bad. I just wanted to plug cactus fruit because I've recently had the opportunity to eat some and it's.
I remember.
Really awesome. And now I cannot stop eating it. Not just because it tastes good, because it's such a cool texture. Like. The inside, I would say it tastes sort of melony, like honey melon kind of taste. But there's like all these little seeds that you can chew on forever. And it's such a great mouthfeel. So I want to plug, try out some cactus fruit if you haven't. Like just slice it up, eat it with a spoon like you would a kiwi. And the fruit, not the person, that is from New Zealand. And... yeah, give it a try.
I don't advise cutting up every person from New Zealand. Maybe even not most, honestly.
Yeah, I'm going to plug Heaven Official's Blessing Season 2. The Donghua, sorry, is being published right now on Crunchyroll. It's an international release. It's not going to be released in China, as far as I know. And I just want this to be a success because China is, the Chinese government is just like, no, we're not going to air any BL stuff at all, even though it's censored. And it would be really awesome if that was, you know, a big success so they could release more Chinese BL stuff to, you know, an international audience. And yeah. Heaven Official's Blessing is amazing. Season 1 is on Netflix. The main character is just the best and kindest person to ever exist. And he went through so much shit and just got kind through that. And I really, really love that. So, and the love story is also great.
I will plug the Avatar Legends role-playing game.
Yeah.
If, you know, you like masks, you're probably gonna like that one too.
Yes.
Yeah, they're close enough. They're close enough.
Yeah.
They're both PBTA.
That's true.
It's a lot of fun to play.
The themes are also kind of similar. Less about teenagehood, but still a lot about who am I as a person.
And also, they have in common that we are playing them.
That's true.
But we're doing that off my microphone.
Yeah, I'm GMing that one.
Yeah. Yes.
And also, Mimi created a really cool move for almost dying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
That's really cool.
That is on my itch.io. I'm there under Mypsilon, as you know, almost every social media handle I have. Mm. So yeah, you can check that out if you, you know, need a mini feature and you want to roleplay a near-death experience, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which definitely hasn't happened yet.
Definitely gonna need that.
I definitely feel like I'm like putting a drop in the ocean here, but I didn't have the chance because we were busy with Dream Squad and we usually didn't have time for plugs there. So I'm just gonna plug the One Piece live action.
Yes.
On Netflix.
Yes.
It's really, really good. I'm like a long time One Piece stan. I watched One Piece until like about episode 760 or something.
Holy shit.
With weekly updates. And I am catching up again now because the German dub has caught up. And that's so much less work than reading subtitles.
Wow. You've just started something.
I mean, I started like I watched One Piece on the German dub until the point where it wasn't available anymore, because they're always like, I think about like 50 to 100 episodes behind. But the Netflix show, I will specifically for the German audience call out that one thing that I loved about the Netflix show is that they do have the same voice actors that you know from the anime as the cast.
Oh, that's nice.
Like as the main characters and some of the side characters. And they're all really good at delivering like a distinct performance. Like they all like play it a lot more real and a lot less over the top. And it works really well for the performances they're actually dubbing, which are like, you know, humans, people, not cartoon characters. And it's great. It's a lot of fun. I can't wait for season two. As soon as the actor's strike is over, which should end with the actors having all of their conditions met, because holy shit, Hollywood.
Yeah.
And yeah, I recommend it. Watch the first season. Even if you don't like One Piece yet, you will after watching that.
I will out myself as a very, very inexperienced anime watcher. And I've watched One Piece, and after watching this season, I'm so in love with the entire setting and world and characters that I will probably start watching the anime, because it's just...
Hell yeah.
So what I'm saying is, even if you have no previous knowledge of it, it will still be awesome.
Especially the part they adapted, the East Blue Saga, is so fucking good. I like the beginning of One Piece. Everybody should watch it. It's so good.
So yeah. Jules, where can people find us to tell us that they did, in fact, listen to our plugs and maybe even this episode, hopefully?
Yeah, if you want to talk to us about how I'm a pleb for watching the dub instead of reading subs when I have the opportunity. By the way, I don't have to do that for every anime, just if the dub is good. I don't want to be mischaracterized here. You can find us at Waypoint Pod on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, TikTok, and Blue Sky, and maybe even more in the future. I don't fucking know. At some point, I'm going to run out of sites to copy posts to. If you want to send us an email, waypointheroes@gmail.com. If you want to find our main theme song, it's by I'm Persky on Bandcamp. And if you want to find us individually, you already found out that Mypsilon, wherever, with a Y, right?
Yes.
The first I sound is a Y. The second one isn't.
Yes.
You can find me, Burning Oleander, also on like most of these sides. I do a variety of wild shit Anyone else want to plug their specific social media presence?
I'm not active enough on social media to force anyone to follow me on anything.
Yeah, me too.
You will, if I have something to say, you fair. Will see that either Jules or Waypoint will reblog it because it will be about our podcast.
Yeah.
That's fair. And in all other regards, you will hear more from us next time when the arc actually starts, because I feel like we're still in between arcs in a little
yep.
way. And until then, in 2 weeks, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.